Both of these, the CC Trek Light and the CC Expedition Light, have new circuitry in them, advanced control circuitry. So it controls the current, it controls the voltage. It is a technological breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen, in white LED flashlight technology. These new flashlights, the ones I'm announcing tonight, use so little power. The batteries now last 20 times longer than regular flashlights. The LED lights are never going to burn out, never. They're still waterproof, they're shockproof. Their cool white light will help you to really see in the dark, and they're made in the USA to the highest quality standards. Now, this new circuitry is absolutely astounding in that as you look at the life of the battery over the, you know, the life of the batteries that you put in there, this circuitry will control the voltage and the current so that the brightness of the flashlight will remain constant throughout the life of the battery, so that as the batteries get dimmer, the light does not. It is the most astounding change of an already incredible product you've ever seen in your whole life. Everybody, just like the radio, everybody should have one of these lights in their home. Actually, you should have several, and they make that possible because there's a great deal on the CC Trek light. Regular price, $29.95. Buy four, they'll give you number five free. And the new CC Expedition, the giant light, regular price, $64.95, on sale tonight for $59.95. So supplies on this are very limited. It's brand new. It's an improvement on an already astounding product. Call in the morning, 1-800-522-8863. I love announcing new products. 1-800-522-8863. The new LED light with advanced control circuitry, available only from the Z-Grain Company. 1-800-522-8863 on the web at ccradio.com. That's ccradio.com.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Well, all right, rather than bring Ramona on now, we'll bring her on in about 15 minutes after the bottom of the hour, but I do want to call your attention to something pretty cool. And this was pure D luck. This is the second year I've had this kind of luck. I guess it has something to do with my beautiful wife. Maybe a lot. We set the webcam up, which is on the webpage, which is going to be disappearing very shortly now, in about, well, under 2 hours now. Be sure and get up there. You've got less than 2 hours to order that CD, but go up to my website right now. Go to Program and click on Art Bell Studio Cam. It's the last night for the Art Bell Studio Cam as well. And boy, what a picture. This is pretty cool, if I do say so myself. My wife and I stole a kiss on camera. And there's no way for me to do that. It goes every minute, but look at this. January 1st, 2003. The time is stamped at the bottom. The time came out to be, are you ready for this? 00:00:01. This was snapped in the first second of the new year. And it was pure D dumb luck. And it's the second year in a row that I've had this kind of luck. It is a pretty cool picture. That's at www.artbell.com. Right now, go to Program and then to the webcam and take a look. It's a pretty cool picture, if I do say so myself. Very cool picture. Actually, I'm going to pull that off, and that's going to be in the collection. So a little under, an hour and three quarters to get that memorial CD, commemorative CD of the website, a way to sort of take the website with you. That's all the time you have to order it. At 2 a.m. Pacific time, the orders stop cold. On the international line, you are on the air. Hello.
Happy New Year, Art. Ken in Dexheim, Germany.
Dexheim, Germany? Wow.
Yeah, Art.
All right. All right. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you.
Well, it's great to be here, Art. And just want to thank you personally from the bottom of my heart for posting my mysterious ice on your website for a second time.
Oh, you're the ice guy. How in heaven's name does ice do that in a refrigerator?
Right, Art, it baffles me. That's why you are the only person I would send that to. Hopefully, somebody would have an answer.
Well, I don't have it for you yet. I'm still asking the question myself. All right, well, listen, this is your opportunity from all the way over in Germany to make a prediction, which will be number 14. What do you say?
Okay, Art, I predict that one day in 2003, George Norrie will conduct a healing segment of the show to heal your back, Art.
All right. George heals Art's back, huh? All right, I'll put that down here, but I've got a couple of things to say about that. Thank you very, very much for the call all the way from Germany. And I am going to, I've really already done this, but I'm going to do it again publicly. One of the things that I have discovered in this program that is absolutely true, and of course George is going to do whatever he's going to do. It's going to be his show as of very shortly. I believe that the mass consciousness experiments that we did on this program worked. I mean, they absolutely worked. It is my hope that George will use extreme caution and will not endeavor to experiment with mass consciousness and directing mass consciousness until and unless he understands it sufficiently to do so. I stopped, as you know, because I think that it's something so powerful, perhaps a power greater than the atomic bomb, a very serious thing. And I think that it should not be used, even with what are considered to be the best intentions, because it could go wrong. Since we don't understand this power, I understand there are always the best of intentions. Heal this, turn that terrible cyclone or hurricane or tornado around, or change the weather, or do something on a world scale. Create world peace or something. And I know that I understand that it's well-intentioned, but I caution George, and I caution all of you to please caution George not to rush into this and willy-nilly begin to experiment with this power that we discovered. I caution very heavily against that. But again, people will do what they're going to do. I just hope that that's one piece of advice that he takes, absorbs, and considers. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Is this me?
That's you.
Hey, Art, this is the Grand Master of the Mystical Order of the Dequad Gerbil. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I have a prediction and then just a real brief comment afterwards.
Sure, your prediction will be number 15.
Okay, I predict that it will be revealed that the reason why the Bush administration is reluctant to give specifics about why we're going to attack Iraq is because we gave Iraq some things that we'd rather not admit back in the 80s.
I think you're probably right. I hope that we have the cojones to tell the truth, because our president has got to make the people of this country understand why we're going to send our young people off to a war. And I don't think he's sufficiently done that yet, do you?
No, I don't either. And I think that people have to be realistic about at a certain time, one thing serves our interests, where at another time it doesn't.
Right,
and
right.
I think the public opinion is what they're worried about.
Quite so. Quite so. All right. You have a comment?
Yes, we'd like to make you an honorary member of the Mystical Order, and it involves an initiation, but we ask that you not eat anything after midnight the day prior to your initiation.
Goodbye, sir.
All right. Thanks, Art.
Yeah, goodbye. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Reasonably well, thank you.
Well, happy new life, Art. We're going to miss you.
Thank you.
I have a prediction.
Yes.
I think eventually we'll see that the Mexican trucking firms that are going to be roaming our nation now will possibly bring in a terrorist problem from Central America Chinese influence, maybe.
Certainly, the open borders that we have now and the deal that we have that allows Mexican trucks to come in is not particularly consistent with the amount of security that I think we all wish we had at our borders, is it?
No, it's getting real scary right now. We thump our fist and declare certain things, but just open the doors and act blind in so many ways.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, well, I hope your prediction is inaccurate, but it is now registered as number 16. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi. This is Rick from Jerome, Idaho. I'm listening to you on 1310 KLIX.
Yes, sir.
And I have a prediction.
All right.
RSC will be revealed to have written many of the lyrics of the 80s.
What will?
RSC. It's kind of like, Nostradamus. RSC, just remember that, and will be called upon to revive floundering music industry. Does that sound good to you, or bad?
Certainly.
Because it is floundering.
A revived music industry. I couldn't hope for anything more. I really would like music to come back again. So, yes, all right, thank you. So RSC wrote lyrics. Okay. On the international line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Mad, and I'm calling from Moscow, Russia.
You are calling from Moscow?
Yes, I am, sir.
Wow. I think you may be the first call from Moscow on this program. I'm certainly glad to have you all the way from Russia. Wow. All right. Are you interested in making a prediction for the year coming?
Well, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of bad news for the coming year. I think there's... my feeling is that there's going to be some more terrorist attacks in the United States.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing in Moscow?
Well, my husband works for the government of the federal government, United States.
Right. Oh, I see. So you're there as a, no doubt, a diplomatic dependent of some sort.
Yes.
Okay. So you think there's going to be more terrorism. What about there in Russia? Russia, of course, has suffered its own terrorism, the Chechens and so forth.
Yes, it has. There's a number of Chechens here in the country. Some of them are here illegally as aliens. And that incident that took place at this theater in October?
Yes.
That was just a couple of blocks down from my apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it was. I heard all the explosions. And I went down there a couple of times to see the activities. It was very interesting.
I was in Moscow. As a matter of fact, interestingly, I was standing in Red Square along with my wife when we visited there when there was an explosion, and it was actually an attempt to kill Yeltsin. It was an aborted, not a successful attempt, of course, but they tried to kill him, and there was a big explosion, and that was really something to experience while we were there. Have you been to the Kremlin yet?
Oh, yes. We've taken the tour and done all the tourist things. We've been here a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were quite busy last night. They had a record amount of people turn up at Red Square.
I can imagine. As a matter of fact, I think I saw a shot of it on CNN. It was very, very impressive.
Yes, it is. They do a lot with fireworks. That has been going on all night long. It scared my cat. I have a Russian blue.
How do you, what's it like? Of course, I simply visited Russia, but what's it like living there for an extended period? Has Russia become... Moscow, for example, less concerning with regard to crime and that sort of thing, or is it still a big problem?
Well, you know, like yourself, Art, I grew up during the 50s where we had our idea of what Russia and Soviet Russia was like.
Sure.
And when you come here now, after 1990, you see a lot of changes. And I think that they're becoming better at being more open about what crime activities are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the broadcast they had on television here during this theater attack,
yes,
I thought that it was outstanding that the TV stations were able to give a description of what was going on. I felt that this was probably the greatest change that I've seen.
You know, for a long time, hon, I thought that the change in Russia was a bunch of baloney, that that it just wasn't real and that it would be revealed to be not real. But I take it all back, and I now believe that Russia is firmly on a course toward freedom and probably eventually economic success. They've got a lot of raw materials, and they've got a lot of prospects. It's going to take time, but I think they're on the right path, and apparently you agree with that.
Yes, the changes are taking place, but I think they're very, very slow.
They are.
You have to understand that when you meet the people here, that they've lived for decades under the Soviet government, and I think that it's always promising and hopeful to see these changes, and I think it's a wonderful thing. But when you meet the people, you have to understand how difficult it was for them for so long.
Well, I do. Listen, I cannot tell you how I appreciate a call all the way from Moscow, and I'm glad you're enjoying the celebration over there, and thank you.
Well, I'd like to say also a greetings from Fantastic Forum. I listen to you on the Internet because I can't get radio reception even with my Beijing radio. But we love you, and we wish you a snob and golden to you and to Ramona.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care. That's fantasticforum.com, actually. It's a website. Very good one, too. Fantasticforum.com, all together. Fantasticforum.com. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
This is Art Bell?
It is.
Hey, Art, what's up? This is Jeremiah from Duluth.
Hello.
Boy, I can't believe I got a hold of you. Hold on, I gotta turn my radio off.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see here. I think mainstream music might get a lot more political now.
Oh, you really think so? You think so, huh?
I think so. I'm not sure. I mean, it just seems like, you know, George W. Bush and everything going on right now, you'd think people would start getting pissed off, but I don't know. That's just my guess, and I don't know. Hopefully people will be able to understand the words, too, as I know your problem is.
There's been a little bit of good music, but still, it's got a long way to come back. And you know what? I think it's going to. Like a lot of other things, I really think music is going to turn around and get better.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, just even, like, you know, just better songwriting, like, you know, Bob Dylan, I mean, you know, here's the hometown of Bob Dylan, you know, Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah, where are the new Bob Dylans, anyway?
I think, you know, there's a lot going on in punk rock. There's a...
Yeah, I know.
There's a really good band called Against Me out of Florida that's really good. Just blew me away, but, you know, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, so much stuff is all centered around MTV and...
You're having quite a few storms in Florida tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm in Duluth right now.
Oh, you're in Duluth. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
In Minnesota.
Oh, you mentioned the group. Yeah, they're having a bunch of storms there. Listen, I've got a scoot. We're at the bottom of the hour, so thank you very much. And
all right.
We'll watch your prediction, see if it comes true.
All right. Thank you very much, Art. Miss you.
Good night. Storms in Florida, quite a few of them. I'm Art Bell from the high desert. This is Coast to Coast AM.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. In-depth team coverage of the day's top local stories. News Radio 740 KTRH. Houston's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
It's 2:30 on News Radio 740 KTRH. I'm Mark Richardson. Official search for a missing body. That's next. First, traffic and weather together. He's not missing. He's Steve Carpentier.
Now we're sitting right here watching the freeways fill up with accidents. Highway 290, the Northwest Freeway's inbound side at Bingle. Have an accident there with a car fire reported along with it. Another accident clearing on the I-45 northbound inbound at Service Road at West Road. That's on the feeder road. All lanes of the feeder are blocked at this time with traffic slow in the area there. Watch for emergency crews as well on Highway 6, just north of the Katy Freeway. 5 cars reported to be involved in that one. I'm Steve Carpentier in the Landmark Chevrolet 24-hour traffic center. News Radio 740 KTRH.
Looks like it'll be a lot quieter as we head into the new year. Mostly clear and chilly overnight with lows dropping into the upper 30s. Plenty of sunshine for New Year's Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. With Houston's most accurate and dependable forecast, I'm meteorologist Ken Weathers from the Weather Channel for News Radio 740 KTRH.
Crystal clear skies on this New Year's Day. It's 45 degrees now at Houston's official weather station. Our top story, Harris County medical examiners are still looking for a body of a newborn. The 27-day-old boy died last Monday at Texas Children's Hospital. An autopsy was performed the next day, and when the funeral home came to pick up the child Saturday, workers could not find the body. A 72% increase in homicides in unincorporated areas of Harris County last year more than offset a slight decrease in Houston, leaving local law enforcement officers at a loss to explain why. The Harris County Sheriff's Department reported 81 homicides in the unincorporated county in 2002, up from 47 in 2001. That's the largest increase in more than a decade. HPD officials reported 257 homicides in the city in 2002, down a few from 267 the year before. Big Party in the Big Apple has come off without a hitch. A 750,000 Times Square revelers rang in the new year. Actor Christopher Reeve helped start the big ball down its 60-second slide. Crowd rang bells and sang, "All You Need Is Love." Nothing stops the party, but extra security layers at New Year's celebrations around the world underline the potential for danger. Police and revelers are out in force in Paris and Israelis packed nightclubs. A bomb in the Philippines killed at least 10 people. The government is thinking about releasing more names and photos of foreign-born men who may have sneaked into the country recently. That list has grown from 5 identified Saturday in a false ID case that heightened terrorism fears. Metro and a beer company are offering a free ride home for people who drank a little bit too much last night. Metro is offering free bus rides along its regular evening routes. Some local bars who send home patrons in a cab could be reimbursed. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. I'm Mark Richardson on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH. Depend on it.
You know, Houston is a city of pioneers, and we push the limits, making the impossible possible. That's the attitude at Due West Foundation Repair and why they pioneered the UltraPile system that revolutionized foundation repair. Today, many try to copy, but none can duplicate Due West's UltraPile 100% lifetime transferable guarantee. A pioneer is always out front, and that's where you'll find Due West Foundation Repair. Call 713-473-7156 for a Due West solid foundation. 713-473-7156.
Titanic, the most magnificent ship in history, now a most unforgettable experience. Docking May 18th at the Houston Museum of Natural Science. See hundreds of actual artifacts recovered from the wreck site. Hear compelling stories of our passengers and crew and tour recreations of our famous rooms. Produced by Clear Channel Exhibitions in conjunction with RMS Titanic Incorporated and presented by your Houston Toyota Power Team dealers, Kroger and Time Warner Cable. Log on to hmns.org to purchase and print your ticket or call 713-639-4629. Museum admission and audio tour in included in admission.
Who knows more about dining than the Italians? And who knows more about drinking than the Irish? Discover the answer at Vera Peretti's. Italian pasta, fresh seafood, award-winning pizza, or Vera Peretti's favorite, grilled chicken Alfredo. Enjoy lunch or dinner at either location, 1997 West Gray in the River Oaks Shopping Center, or 500 Louisiana, downtown in the Theater District. Come to Vera Peretti's, a great Italian restaurant and a heck of an Irish bar. Vera Peretti's.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Burst up through tarmac to the sun again, or to fly to the sun without burning a wing, to lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. All these things in our memories, all from the Houston to come.
ride? Well, call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. The wild card line is open at 1-775-727-1295. And to reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Networks.
Well, we'll be back very shortly. In the meantime, I'm Ramona Bell, and I've already given you my prediction for 2003, and I'd like to share a few thoughts with everyone. Basically, there are a lot of wonderful people who got this show off the ground and on a roll. Basically, I was there from the Kadon days, and I watched it literally grow and mushroom and blossom into the program that it is. And though a lot of people became involved in making Coast to Coast what it is, only one person gave it the heart that it needed. It not only had the right bit of intellect and, you know, the spark and the charisma that makes a program like this fly, but it also takes a lot of heart and a lot of devotion and a lot of belief that it can work. And Art really, really devoted a lot of time to this program, people you just don't know. And in remembering this, this is how he does all of his projects. He puts his whole heart into everything that he does. And yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit bewildering and somewhat frustrating if I don't understand it. But after a while, I get used to the idea, and it works. It works very well because I found out that I have my niche, actually a very, very hefty niche. It's my half of the workload, and I'm shouldering it as well as I can at this point. We are starting KNYE off on a whole new game. We broke history by offering commercial-free music all year long for 2002, and now we're going to find out if 2003 will be just as nice by selling commercials. And I'm finding my niche by doing all the traffic and writing some of the commercial spots and voicing some of the commercial spots, and I'm getting a little bit better. I'm finding out that my voice is not that bad. It's actually pretty cute. But personally, I wanted to tell you, I love you, baby. And we are not going to sit on rockers on the porch and just let the days roll by. No, no, no. We're going to be both very busy. And no, he's not going to get bored. Not ever when I'm around. Have a happy new year, everyone.
News Radio 740 KTRH. Are you or a loved one making too many trips to the bathroom? Listen closely because you're not alone. Over 30 million men suffer from an enlarged prostate. That's why if you make frequent trips to the bathroom, have urgency, hesitancy, or diminished sex drive, then Super Prostate Formula is for you. It was designed by nationally recognized physician Dr. Michael Teplisky. The results with his patients have been amazing. Reclaim control now and join the legions of listeners who've had incredible results. Because it really works. When you order two bottles of Dr. Teplisky's Super Prostate Formula, you'll also get two bottles of his Super Antioxidant Formula to reduce inflammation and further support the health of your prostate. Plus, his groundbreaking book, The Complete Guide to Prostate Health, and his newsletter, a total $100 value free as your gift, guaranteed to work, or your money back. If you're not completely satisfied, return it for a full refund and keep the book and the newsletter free as your gift. Not available in store. So call now 1-800-603-7277. That's 1-800-603-7277. 1-800-603-7277. Right now, a couple is doing the tango at their cousin's wedding. Right now, a guy is doing a tune-up on a 56 pickup.
Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief.
Herman Melville's Moby Dick, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
I am inside the whale. It is dark, it is cold, arg, and yet I am in good spirits. Because with Geico, I get immediate claim service. Arg.
We get the ball rolling on your claim the moment you call, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
All right, I think I'd better review a few more of these, or we'll never get through them. Number 49 from last year, there'll be a civil war in the U.S., bonk. Number 50, the dead return to life. Bonk, thank goodness. Number 51, Yasser Arafat to be assassinated. Bonk, I'm sure it was considered. 52, there'll be an oil fire in Texas. Well, I'm not sure about that one. I'm tempted to ding it speculatively because there usually is some sort of oil fire there. Number 53, Ed Dames will remote view love. That's an interesting target. I don't believe that he ever has. I'm going to bonk it. Number 54, by April 20th, 300 million people will be dead. Whew. Bonk. Number 55, that the administration will be caught in an energy scandal. Ding. We're going to have to give that one a tentative ding anyway. Number 56, William Shatner reveals, that he has a toupee. Actually, I'm not sure whether he even has one or whether he's revealed it. I'm going to tentatively bonk it. Number 57, a bear kills a Bigfoot in Canada. Definite bonk. Bigfoot may be dead, but it's more from a revelation regarding somebody who said that they faked the whole thing. So from that point of view, I suppose Bigfoot might be dead. Number 58, SETI at home gets real hits. As far as I know, that's a bonk. Number 59, smallpox released. Now, I'm going to give that a bonk, but boy, you never know. I mean, there's been an awful lot of talk about smallpox. Number 60, Mount Rainier erupts. Bonk, thank heavens for small favors. Number 61, January 19th through the 23rd, Beijing sold out. I believe that is a ding, ding, ding. It certainly was. Number 62, photos of first daughters. I think they probably meant some very unflattering photos. There may have been some of those, but generally a bonk. Number 63, SETI receives an optical hit. That's a bonk so far. Number 64, the beef industry in America experiences mad cow and closes U.S. borders. That's a bonk, I believe. Number 65, Art Bell will do more mind experiments. I believe that I did one and then shut it down, so I'll give that a tentative ding, or did I not? I'm not sure. I shut it down sometime back there. Number 66, government, I can't read my own writing. I have no idea what this says, so it doesn't get rated. Number 67, terrorism occurs in a major sporting event in America. So far, that's a bonk, thank God. A major earthquake is number 68 in Japan, and I believe Japan did have a pretty good-sized earthquake, but nothing 7.5 or better, so I'm going to bonk that one. And number 69, it will be discovered that our soul, the human soul, is contained in our blood. Now, I believe that also would be a bonk, although we have more blood research to do. On the international line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Marcus calling from Munich, Germany.
Munich, Germany. Boy, yeah. We are just trotting the globe tonight, aren't we? All right, glad to have you. Do you want to make a prediction?
I also had a question for you first.
Sure.
I sent a flash blast, I don't know if you got it, and it had to do with hydrogen and nuclear waste and stuff. And I was wondering to know if you still have your email, if I can send you information about that if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, let me tell everybody that at the same time. Of course, I will retain both of my email addresses forever. One of them is artbell@mindspring.com, and feel free, please, to send me any email you wish, artbell@mindspring.com or artbell@aol.com. Both of those email addresses will remain active for as long as I live.
Yeah, I had some information also for your wife, Ramona, since she's into gardening. I have some information on that that accelerates the gardening effect.
Okay.
The growing effect, okay.
All right.
And as far as the prediction.
Yes, sir.
Most everybody gave their. I had two. One was on Korea. The other one was on your back.
Well, let's go with Korea.
No, I don't have. I said, they already said it, so my last one is. Third one is that Crystal Gayle will sing to you live in person.
All right. Well, that's a good one. All right. Thank you very much from Munich, Germany. Of course, that was really wild. She came out here. Crystal loves the desert. And Crystal came out here with that CD in her hand before anybody else had heard it, other than those immediately with her. Let's see if I've got this down. That's number 20. And it was an amazing day. It was just an amazing day. I mean, Ramona was here. Crystal and her husband were here. And we sat in the living room, and she handed me this CD and said, go listen to this. And I just flipped. I mean, I just absolutely flipped out. And then, as I told Crystal earlier in the show, I progressively flipped out more and more as the meaning and the words and the whole song sunk in. I flipped out. I mean, it's so totally right on that I'll play it at the very end of the program once again. And when I do, if you've not yet done so, listen very carefully to the words because it is incredible. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
East of the Rockies?
Yes, sir, that's you.
Oh, that's me. All I got was the Rockies part.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Where are you?
I'm in Aurora, Missouri.
Okay.
My name is James. I'm listening to you on KSWM AM 940.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a prediction and I've got a question.
All right. 21 is the number of your prediction, which is?
Okay. On or around August 11th, 2003.
Yes.
The government is going to attempt another Philadelphia-type experiment. And I feel it's going to be catastrophic, although they are on the verge of making a wonderful success of it.
Well, this kind of thing could go either way. You've got your radio on. Turn it off, please.
Okay.
I can hear it in the background.
Where I could even hear it.
Well, I have very good ears or something.
I guess so.
Anyway, so they try to make something disappear.
Well, it's going to be another. It's going to be dealing more with the time travel, I feel, since that's what happened on the first time. They weren't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens every 20 years. The Earth is in that cycle to where the magnetic poles or the whole polarity is where it's prime for such an attempt. And that was in 43, then in 63 they didn't do anything that I'm aware of. 83 they tried it again with the Phoenix Project.
Mm-hmm.
And then they haven't done anything well for now for 20 years. This will be their 20th year.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel that they're going to make some ground on this. And my question is, in all honesty, Art, whenever the first time you played that sound bite from Mel's Hole,
yes,
did you get any sleep at all that night? Because I sure didn't.
No, that bothered me more than you'll ever know. It wasn't actually the soundbite that you're referring to, thank you very much, is not really Mel's Hole. People confuse them. The soundbite is, and it was covered by Reuters News. People tend to say, oh, you know, this is some sort of urban legend, and in fact, they do list it on the urban legend page. But, in fact, Reuters, a very mainstream service, published the story when it occurred, and it involved some Russian scientists who were drilling what is the, or I guess still is, the deepest hole in the world. And these scientists, for whatever reason, decided to lower microphones into the hole, and they recorded a sound. And I came to be in possession of that sound, and I actually read the entire a story on the air, the Reuters news story, and I would be happy to play this sound for you. It's a very rare sound, and it's a very concerning sound. And I know a lot of people will say Boulder Dash, but this is represented indeed to be what those scientists recorded. Now, the Reuters news story went on to document the fact that after the scientists recorded this sound, they all took off. They quit the project, the hole was closed, and they fled. And I believe all of that to be accurate. This is said to be that sound. What would you have done had you been one of them? Do the same thing. Pack it up, close it up, and get the hell out of there. Appropriate usage of the word. Number 70, made for 2002, that I, meaning Art Bell, will experience a humble wow. Certainly, I did do that. Ding, 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 ding. With regard to the mass consciousness experiments and the documentation and all the rest of it, big time wow. Number 71, a heavy burst from the sun. Boy, we sure got a few of those really big-time bursts from the sun. Ding, ding, ding. India and Pakistan go to nuclear war. Number 72, thank God, bonk. Number 73, something will happen to the moon. To the best of my knowledge, that would be a bonk. Number 74, Barry Sanders returns and goes to the Super Bowl. Bonk, I believe. Number 75, Enron scandal. Holy mackerel. Ding, 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 ding. Number 76, Yasser Arafat forced from office. I believe that's a general ding. Number 77, a big earthquake in Seattle. Well, I don't think... what? Big. Define big. Seven or better? I don't think so, bonk. The Mississippi floods, not so far this year, as far as I know, bonk. Number 79, new energy source discovered, bonk. Number 80, a dam will be blasted in India. I think that's bonk. Number 81, there'll be a big earthquake in Finland, I think bonk. Number 82, that 2002 would be a pivotal year. Well, I don't know how to rate that one. I'll give it a ding. Most years are pivotal. 83, U.S. reinstates the draft. That would be a bonk. Doing pretty well here. 84, people will care more for each other. I think that's been a general truth since 9/11, don't you? Ding. Number 85, Kathleen Townsend becomes the first woman president. Well, I have not noticed that occurred. Bonk. Number 86. I'm having a hard time reading. Something goes active with Signal. And I'm sorry, I can't read my own writing. Isn't that embarrassing? Unrated. Number 87. A earthquake 30 miles south-southeast of St. Louis in the 5.8 to 6.0 range. That might have occurred. I'm not sure about that one. I'm going to leave that a question mark. That might, I heard something about that. Number 88, something comes out from under Mount Shasta. I believe that's a bonk. Nothing with teeth. Number 89, Art Bell on the cover of Rolling Stone, never made it. Been in Rolling Stone, but never made the cover of Rolling Stone. Bonk. An uprising in Tibet is number 90. An uprising in Tibet. Well, there's been a lot of uprising in Tibet. We'll give that a general ding. Number 91, the Dow breaks 11,500. Bonk, bonk, bonk. Number 92, a Russian warship incident will occur this summer. Another bonk. It didn't do as well so far this year, folks. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
This is Garrett from San Francisco.
Hey, Garrett.
I have a prediction.
All right, lay it on me. Number 22.
Well, there's going to be a series of events in the next year that'll draw you back to late night radio with your own new program and show from Perump.
Okay. Well, I'll put it down.
That's a sure thing.
Somebody was good. Nothing's a sure thing, sir. Nothing in life is a sure thing.
That's true. It's really good to talk to you, finally.
Well, it's certainly good to talk to you, too. And I definitely appreciate your call. And I'm sorry it has to be on the last night I'm here, but I'm glad that you made it through.
Oh, you'll be hearing from me in the future, I'm sure of that.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds like more than just a prediction.
I think so. I'd like to say goodnight to everyone. Farewell to you and all your listeners from around the world and across the internet. And Art, thanks for the ride.
Take care, my friend.
We love you. We're going to miss you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll take a break here at the top of the hour. And then we'll return. We'll continue with predictions, and I'll try and... It does look like I'm going to be able to get those that were made for 2002 totally out before we're off the air. Remember, folks, you now have less, or just slightly more than, about an hour and 2 minutes to order that commemorative CD from the website, because we shut it down at 2.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, or you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO, and you'll get my book and six-hour audio tape program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO or 1-877-275-5375.
Established in 1982 by the former First Lady along with the late actress Helen Hayes, the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center is North America's largest environmental organization dedicated to the reestablishment of native plants and wildflowers. Yahoo! Now you can help support the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. The Eyes of Texas, a unique CD featuring a wonderful collection of traditional favorites such as Waltz Across Texas,
Waltz Across Texas,
San Antonio Rose,
Rose, My Rose of San Antonio,
Cool Water,
cool,
and many more.
Clear water.
CD's available now. Log on, wildflower.org, or call toll-free 877-WILDFLR.
Amarillo by morning.
All proceeds benefit the environmental and educational programs of the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center.
Lending a helping hand. We're News Radio 740 KTRH. If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. In-depth team coverage of today's top local stories.
Please clear channels.
News Radio 740 KTRH, Houston's news, weather and traffic station. Depend on it.
It's 3 o'clock on News Radio 740 KTRH. I'm Mark Richardson. Bush rests at the ranch and ponders war. That's next. Details ahead. But first, let's look at traffic and weather together. Here's KTRH's Steve Carpentier.
Well, emergency crews quite busy on this New Year's Day. Highway 290, the Northwest Freeway inbound at Bingle. An accident with a car fire reported there. Watch for emergency crews in the area. Hardy Toll Road, southbound Feeder Road, just south of Hopper. Another injury accident at Kirkpatrick at the 610 North Loop. Boone Road at Bel Air and I-45, the North Freeways inbound service road to West Road. That Feeder Road is blocked with an overturned vehicle. I'm Steve Carpentier, the Landmark Chevrolet 24-Hour Traffic Center, News Radio 740 KTRH.
Looks like the weather will be quiet and dry as we start out the new year. It'll be chilly through the overnight hours under a mostly clear sky with lows in the upper 30s, but mid to upper 60s with plenty of sunshine for New Year's Day, and the sunshine continues for Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. With Houston's most accurate and dependable forecast, I'm meteorologist Ken Weathers from the Weather Channel for News Radio 740 KTRH.
Clear skies this morning, 49 degrees down at Galveston, it's 41 degrees at Bush Intercontinental, 44 right here at Houston's official weather station. It's 3:01 on News Radio 740 KTRH. Our top story. Spending the new year at his ranch in Crawford, President Bush is dealing with weapons threats from Iraq and North Korea, two of the countries that make up what he calls the axis of evil. More from ABC's Andrew Kremitas in Washington.
President Bush is confident a diplomatic solution can be reached concerning North Korea's renewed nuclear activity.
North Korea ought to comply with international regulations. I believe this can be done peacefully.
But when it comes to Iraq, Mr. Bush is not expressing any such confidence.
Saddam Hussein hadn't heard the message.
Mr. Bush says Iraq's weapons declaration was not forthcoming, but he still hopes there can be a peaceful resolution. Andrew Kremitas, ABC News, Washington.
A 72% increase in homicides in unincorporated Harris County last year more than offset a slight decrease in Houston. That leaves law enforcement scratching their heads over why. The Harris County Sheriff's Department reported 81 homicides in the unincorporated county in 2002. That's up 40 from 47 in 2001. It's the largest increase in more than a decade. Houston police officials reported 257 homicides in the city in 2002 compared with 267 the year before. That's down considerably from two and three times that many in decades previous. An investigation is underway at the Harris County Medical Examiner's Office. Dan Costigan has more.
The Houston Police, Harris County Sheriff's Office, and the Medical Examiner's Office are all looking for the missing body of an infant.
We have a 27-day-old male infant that we're unable to locate.
Rudy Flores with the ME's office says the infant died on the 23rd. An autopsy was performed on the 24th, but after that is unknown.
The funeral home that the family had selected came here to retrieve the body, and at that time the infant was not located in the cooler.
Flores says the hospital has a policy regarding the handling of bodies, but they're investigating what happened in this case. The name and cause of death of the baby are not being released. Dan Costigan, News Radio 740, KTRH.
Child has been identified as Octavius Friedman. Houston Councilman Gordon Kwan expresses concern about the cost of providing private attorneys to help clear the record of 300 people arrested at Kmart last summer. He believes the city could have done a better job of advertising.
I never heard anybody in the legal profession tell me they'd seen this thing. So I want to make sure we included everyone who would have been interested. If we're going to go private, make sure that we got as good a coverage as possible.
City Attorney Anthony Hall says the $500 per case cost is competitive within the industry. City Council is taking another week to decide if it wants to spend that much. New Year has reached Western States partiers. Fireworks on the rooftops of 10 casinos lit up the Las Vegas Strip. An estimated 270,000 tourists are in town, but some are holed up in hotel rooms. A flight attendant on layover says the terror threat did bother her. The FBI is searching for five men believed to have entered the U.S. illegally Christmas Eve. ABC's Martha Raddatz says those five may be part of a larger group of potential terrorists.
ABC News has learned that a known international smuggler and forger named Hamdani, arrested recently in Canada, told authorities that 19 men from Pakistan or neighboring countries had offered substantial amounts of money to enter the U.S. illegally, traveling from Pakistan through London and then through eastern Canada.
There are fears the men could be planning attack during the new year in New York's financial district through the Homeland Security Department, says that's based on a report of some suspected credibility. President Bush says cost shouldn't stand in the way when it comes to a possible U.S. military action against Iraq. Told reporters that if Iraq is allowed to strike first, it could cripple the economy. His administration is reportedly ready to spend more than $50 billion on a war. Newly declassified documents show the British government's once considered forcibly moving hundreds of thousands of Catholics out of Northern Ireland. The top-secret contingency plan from 1972 was ultimately rejected. Officials feared it wouldn't work unless they were completely ruthless. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. I'm Mark Richardson on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio 740 KTRH. Depend on it.
Sports and Houston Texans fans, get ready. Quarterback David Carr will make his first public autograph appearance in Houston at the TriStar Collector Show at the George R. Brown. Meet David along with Hall of Famers Reggie Jackson, Dave Winfield, Earl Campbell, Gil Sayers, and many more. Next weekend, for appearance and autograph times, go to KCLH.com and keep listening to win tickets and VIP passes at TriStar Collector Show. Brought to you by News Radio 740 KTRH.
News, weather, traffic.
Clear channels. News Radio 740 KTRH. Houston's News, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may rechart at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To rechart on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
It certainly is. And by the way, I want to thank Craig Kitchen for sending me a very, very nice personal note earlier in the day. Craig Kitchen, CEO of Premier Radio Networks. Very, very nice note. Thank you, Craig. Been very supportive throughout this whole affair. Let me remind you that you now have less than 1 hour to order that commemorative CD. That's a real hard deadline, folks. It will not be sold after that. In fact, the website actually goes down in now less than an hour. That's an incredible thing when you think about it. At any rate, there is a commemorative CD available. You can get it at the website for the next 51 and a half minutes. And that's it. It's down, lights out, and all the rest of that. All right, let me continue so we can get all of these out, if possible. Well, I guess I better take care of business, then we'll continue.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
CC Radio is the best radio in the world. Now, that's just a fact. The CC Radio is the best radio in the world, bar none, period, end of story. It's the best radio in the world. There is no radio that has better sensitivity, selectivity for anywhere near the money. You're going to hear radio stations on this radio that other radios don't even know exist. At night, the fading that you generally experience is very annoying will be reduced by, in all probability, approximately 90% compared to other radios. I mean, that's the only way I know how to describe how much better this radio is. It's AM, FM, television, audio, weather radio, NOAA weather alert. That could save your life. God knows weather is getting worse and worse and worse and will continue to do so. this radio is $159.95, which is a lot of money to spend on any radio, but this is worth it, plus more. If you had to pay more, you'd pay more. I certainly would. And it's operates on batteries, or you can plug it into the wall. It's really one of the most versatile radios you're ever going to have the pleasure to operate. It's intuitive. The buttons on the front are simple, the memories, and yet it is extremely powerful. So if you want the best radio in the world, the people that have it would be the Sea Crane Company. And the way to get it would be to call them in the morning. They open up at 6:30 a.m. on Thursday, January 2nd. So give them a call at 1-800-522-8863. Of course, they're going to take today off, and that applies for the commercials I read earlier. They're going to take the day off, the holiday, and then 6:30, January 2nd, back open for biz at 1-800-522-8863. And now, select comfort. This bed is just remarkable. What can I say about this bed? If you wake up in the morning and you've got, an ache and a pain that you ought not have, then I would like, I'd like you to consider this bed. It has air chambers within it. It's controllable on each side of the bed individually. You and your mate can both dial in the exact sleep comfort number, which relates to the firmness of the bed. And once you have reached that, you are going to get the best, most restful night's sleep you've ever had in your whole life. It's going to be wonderful. And the little aches and pains that you've associated with perhaps other things, you will now know came from sleeping on a bad bed. Now, here's what you do. You call the number I'm about to give you. They will send you a free video and a free brochure. There's nothing like seeing to believe, and of course experiencing, but at the very least, you've got a video and you've got a brochure. You can sit down and decide for yourself, but I'm telling you it's so. Select Comfort will cure an awful lot of problems that you might not have even blamed on your bed. Well, you can. The number to call is 1-800-390-9100. That'll get you that free video and brochure. Tell them Mark Bell told you to call 1-800-390-9100. Select Comfort.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Let's rock. Let's try and get through this. I really did want to get through the entire list, if possible, as best I can anyway. Number 93 made last year that, that George Bush would become sad for some reason, that his popularity would plummet. Well, that has not occurred yet. It may have gone down a little bit, but it has not plummeted, so that's a bonk. Number 94, that a device would be invented to offset global warming. And I do not believe that has yet been announced that I'm aware of, so that's a bonk. That there would be a large volcano that would let loose in either Australia or New Zealand would be number 95, and I think that's a bonk. That Jeb Bush would lose re-election, that also would be a bonk. Number 97, it would be proven or revealed that we are all from Venus. No, we're not. That's just women, right? Men are from Mars. Anyway, we're not all from Venus, so that's a bonk. Number 98, let's see, a new revelation in the paranormal field, which would be released on this show. Well, good Lord, ding, 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 we've had nothing but those on this program, right? Number 99, the Pope will pass away. He certainly did not. We discussed that earlier, and somebody's already made that prediction for this year. Eventually, it'll be correct for all of us, right? Number 100, that POW-MIAs from the Korean War would reappear. You know, I don't think that we've had that occur. I'm going to give that a tentative bonk, but there was something about that. Number 101, documents in India would prove that Bill Clinton ran a secret government. bonk. Number 102, the Democrats would gain in the election, and that's going to be a definite ding, 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 ding. Rare dings in this one, right? Let's see, how are we doing? Up to 103. 103, that there would be an incident that would occur at the Salt Lake City Olympics, and I believe that's a bonk, that it went very well indeed. 104, ham operators would contact aliens, a bonk, as far as I know thus far. Number 105, the five Avengers would be found in the Bermuda Triangle. I think that's a bonk. They have not been. Number 106, predicted bin Laden would not be found. Now, isn't that interesting? Ding, 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 ding. And I think a lot of people laughed at that one because, of course, we all knew that we were going after him a tooth and nail, and I'm sure everybody thought he would be. But indeed not. Number 107, a pig will have a human birth, sort of. Well, thank God, not yet. But, you know, there's talk about that sort of thing. Number 108, the Bush administration will be forced from office by scandal. Bonk. Number 109, monarchy overturned worldwide. All monarchies. Well, another bonk. They survive indeed out there at the moment. Number 110, a major insurrection in Mexico. I think that has not occurred, although it's talked about all the time in Mexico. Proceeding, first-time caller line, you are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
Calling from, my name's Scott. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All right.
Listening to you on the mighty KFI 640.
Oh, what a monster, yes.
Yes, it is. My prediction, I have a question and a prediction. My prediction is that George Norrie will add a bare minimum of 30 stations to the current list of affiliates.
Okay, George Norrie adds...
at least 30.
30 affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Which is no small duty.
That's right. It's no small thing. All right.
And the question is actually probably more towards your wife. I heard her say earlier that she did traffic reports up there. you have traffic info?
No, sir. Traffic in radio speak means scheduling of advertising and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Now that you mention it, we had a man who has got a helicopter here in Pahrump, and he's been threatening to do traffic reports for us. and you know, I thought it'd be so cool one day to go, you know, to Chopper so-and-so up above Pahrump doing a traffic report. So, you know, we might do it.
Boy, Pahrump would have to get awfully big for that.
It'd be pretty camp. No, actually, you know what? We've got a lot of traffic right now. They're widening the streets here to four lanes on all the major thoroughfares. They're even building a Walmart out here. You have no idea how this town is going nuts.
I did actually see the Walmart going in. Wife and I were looking at some property up there not long ago.
Not a bad thing to do, I'm telling you. This, I think that Pahrump is going to be a future Palm Springs. It's about twice the size of the valley over in Las Vegas. It's a very large valley.
And you've got your own water.
And we've got superb water. We could bottle the water out here. We've got the second largest aquifer in the U.S., right about 30 feet underground. And if Bugsy Siegel had come here instead of Las Vegas, Las Vegas would be here, and it would have water.
Hmm.
So, I think that...
definitely something to think about.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you get a chance to grab some property here, it's a good move.
We're definitely looking into it.
It's the one thing God's not making any more of.
That's true.
Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Hey, Art, thanks for the ride.
All right, take care. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Art, this is Mike from Irving, Texas.
Hello, Mike.
Sure, we'll miss having you, but I'll probably get more sleep at night coming up here. I had one prediction to make.
Yes, sir.
And that was that the Dallas hockey, the Dallas hockey team, the Dallas Stars, will play the Detroit Red Wings in the Western Conference Finals and win that, and then go on to win the Stanley Cup for the second time.
And what's the name of the team?
Dallas Stars. Used to be the
Dallas Stars.
Used to be the Minnesota North Stars before they moved down south.
Got it. All right, number 24. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Right, thank you, sir, and take care. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
And I'm in Palatka, Florida, listening to 97.3 FM, The Sky in Gainesville.
Isn't it nice to get it on FM so clear?
It's really nice to get it on FM. I was talking to a person I play games with online recently, though, and we were talking about how sometimes when you pick up, you know, pick up the AM cosmic jam, as we call it, that comes down, say, from Raleigh, it always feels like kind of a sneaky little victory when you pick it up on a station that, you know, logic would say, well, I shouldn't be able to hear this.
Well, you're quite right. That's AMDXing. I do a lot of that. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I did see that Florida, as I mentioned earlier, was suffering some pretty serious storms earlier in the night.
Yes, sir. We had real heavy rain earlier.
Yeah.
And lots of thunder and lightning. And someone said that 60-mile-an-hour winds were predicted, but I don't know that we got that in my area.
I imagine some people did in some areas of Florida. We'll see. I'm sure we'll see it on CNN later.
Yes, sir.
All right. What kind of prediction would you like to...
If you don't mind, just quickly, as we're talking about weather, I can't wait for the day after tomorrow to come out.
I'm sure looking forward to it, too.
Yes, sir. So my prediction, I think that we're going to find out that the Raelian clone baby is not really a clone, but I think that we will find out that there is a clone, legitimate and proven, living among us. And I don't think it's going to be a baby. I think it's been around. She has been around for a while.
Really?
Yes.
All right. You are hereby registered as number 25.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for calling, and take care. Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about the Raelian announcement, of course. And I'm sure time will tell. They claim, by the way, they have more eggs ready to go. That was not the only clone. There will be, or could be, more. We'll have area code 775-727-1222. Yeah, that's okay. I bleeped that out.
Thank you.
The only thing we don't allow last name. So
old habit.
Let's try it. Your name is?
Karen.
Karen.
In Spokane.
Okay.
Like to say thanks for the years.
You bet.
And going to miss the intelligence and the wit.
Thank you.
Especially the humor. feel like I'm losing Johnny Carson again. Prediction for the next year.
Yes.
I think that we're going to find that the alien crop circles are being created by college students that have wandered out in the wheat fields to watch the stars and can't find their way back.
You really think so?
Well, I know of three or four that did that one night, and it took better than half an hour to find the road.
Well, I know, but when you look at some of these crop circles...
Oh, I think they're real.
Yeah.
I think they're real. It was just kind of a funny revelation for the kids.
All right. College students pranking it up with crop circles. You got it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, number 26. Well, I mean, partially that's going to come out to be correct, right? No question about it. Partially, at least. I mean, some of them are done, no doubt, by pranksters. But without any question, any rational person who looks at what has been done in the fields, I think absolutely cannot come away with the any other impression other than they have not been done by man. Have not been done by man. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I predict that...
Turn your radio off, please.
It's off. Okay.
And you predict
that the big triangular craft that I have seen once will be revealed as the top secret military aircraft, but they won't admit that it's back engineered. And I've been listening to you for 15 years. It finally got through.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, and I appreciate your prediction as well. The triangle craft revealed. Well, I happen to absolutely agree with that, if not in the coming year, then very shortly, because one, as you know, passed directly above the head of my wife and I. I mean, so close that had I not been in absolute shock, I might have tried to throw a rock at it. I mean, it was just right over our heads silently passing. And so either we've got it or they've got it. And if we've got it, I would imagine that revelation would come pretty soon. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hi, Art. This is Bob from Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for all the time that you spent with us overnight. Lost a lot of sleep, but we enjoyed it.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, my prediction?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I predict that in at least one major city in the United States, there'll be a martial law implemented.
You know, I would have considered that to be a very unlikely prospect before 9/11. But
mm-hmm.
Now I'm afraid you're probably right.
Well, unfortunately, the times we live in now, and unfortunately, you know, I hope not, but...
Well, if there were to be another incident of some sort, you know, terrorism incident,
right.
I think martial law would be very, very likely, even necessary. And, you know, I mean, if there was some sort of biological release, for example, there would absolutely have to be very strict and immediate control, and that would be martial law. So, I think, you know, it's possible. I appreciate your call.
All right, Art, thank you very much, and I enjoy especially the Malachi Martin interviews very much.
Thank you, sir, and take care. That's number 28. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Good morning.
Oh, Art, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you.
My name is Roxanne, and I'm from Great Falls, Montana.
All right, Roxanne.
Now, I have a prediction, but I wonder if JC's going to buy one of those CDs.
I predict he will.
Yes. But what? I have a real prediction.
Sure, number 29.
29, okay. I predict that you are going to write a big fat book.
Hmm.
And you're going to sign it and send it to me.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to have to provide me with some email. Actually, if I write a book, and I'm not ruling out the possibility, I will write on the subject of time travel.
Oh, that would be great.
That indeed would be what I would write about. I've not made that decision yet, but should I write a book, I've been contemplating actually for a few years writing something on probably on time travel.
That would be really interesting because you have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge from a lot of different areas that you could put together.
Well, I'm not sure it's fair to say I have experience with time travel. I certainly have experience with the notion of time travel.
Now, with that big triangle over your head, did you guys lose any time? Did you check your watches when you saw that?
You know, it's a funny thing. We were in such shock that I couldn't tell you right now whether we lost time or not. What I recall is that we did not.
Right.
But how would I know?
That's true. If you didn't look at your watch.
Yeah, how would I know?
You wouldn't know.
That's right.
I really appreciate you, and it was a real pleasure to get to know you on the radio, of course. And my husband and I wanted to extend up here in Montana. We have the greatest fishing in the country, one of the greatest. And we've been wanting to invite you and Ramona to come up and do some fishing sometime.
Montana's a wonderful, beautiful, wonderful state.
Oh, it is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. And Montana might be a nice destination for somebody in an RV, huh? You might see me out on the road. That's something that we're going to try and accomplish during the year, is to get out and travel a little bit and see a little bit of America. You know, it's a funny thing. I have seen a lot of America, but mostly it's been flying over. I've always been in a hurry, and so that's one thing that hopefully retirement offers, and that's an opportunity to do it slowly and to really enjoy the country. There's a very great deal of America to be enjoyed, isn't there? I'm Art Bell, and we've got one more segment, and a few more predictions to review, and a few more to make. So stay right where you are.
you're hearing it now. In-depth team coverage of the day's top local stories. News Radio 740 KTRH. Houston's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
It's 3:30 on News Radio 740 KTRH. I'm Mark Richardson. Americans in the world welcome the new year in a big way. That's next. First, let's take a look at traffic and weather together. Here's KTRH's Steve Carpentier.
Do your revelers keeping the emergency crews busy tonight? South Sam Houston Tollway at Beamer. Also, that reported on the South Sam Houston Tollway eastbound at I-45. Another injury accident reported there. Lots of side street accidents to watch out for. Westheimer at Chimney Rock, Lockwood at Kelly, Hillcroft at West Belford, Maine at South Sam Houston Tollway, and the Hardy Toll Road at Hopper. That went on the southbound feeder road just south of Hopper. I'm Steve Carpentier in the Landmark Chevrolet 24-Hour Traffic Center, News Radio 740 KTRH.
Looks like we'll have some nice quiet weather to start the new year. It'll be mostly clear and chilly overnight with lows dropping in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny and pleasant New Year's Day, mid to upper 60s. Then more sunshine for Thursday and Friday, upper 50s to lower 60s. With Houston's most accurate and dependable forecast, I'm meteorologist Ken Weathers from the Weather Channel for News Radio 740 KTRH.
Yeah, whether it's for fireworks or stargazing, a crystal clear night out there. 45 degrees now at Houston's official weather station. Our top story, the big party in the Big Apple has come off without a hitch, as 750,000 Times Square revelers sang in the new year. Christopher Reeve helped start the big ball down its 60-second slide, and the crowd sang, "All You Need Is Love." Nothing stops the party but extra security layers at New York celebrations and around the world underline the potential for danger. Police and revelers were out in force in Paris. Israelis packed their nightclubs. A bomb in the Philippines killed at least 10 people. Harris County medical examiners are still trying to find out what happened to the body of a newborn. 27-day-old died last Monday in Texas Children's Hospital. An autopsy was performed at the medical examiner's the next day, and when the funeral home came to pick up the child Saturday, workers could not find the body. A 72% increase in homicides in unincorporated Harris County last year more than offset the slight decrease in murders in Houston. Sheriff's Department reported 81 homicides in the unincorporated county in 2002. That's up from 47 in 2001. The largest increase in more than a decade. Metro and a beer company are both offering free rides home for uninhibited drinking. Among those us tonight, Metro is offering free bus rides along regular routes, and some local bars who send home patrons in cabs will be reimbursed. Remember, when news breaks out, we break in. I'm Mark Richardson on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH. Depend on it.
First,
reporting live from South Harris County.
Fast.
We are asking everyone to stay in their location.
Accurate.
We are evacuating.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Live in the KTRH 24-hour news center.
Depend on us to provide you with the information you need.
Houston police investigating the disappearance of a...
When you need it. Around the clock, the news, weather, and traffic watch never stops.
I've never seen anything like it.
Reports of damage to houses.
News Radio 740 KTRH. Depend on it.
IW-Mark's annual winter sale has been extended. Tremendous savings throughout the store. Diamond jewelry of all types offered at once-a-year savings. Now is the perfect time to get that perfect gift for that special someone. IW-Mark's experienced craftsmen can create that unique custom piece you've been looking for. Choose from thousands of fine Swiss watches. IW-Mark's offers custom credit with no finance charge up to one full year. IW-Mark's has an unparalleled selection of fine jewelry, over 100 showcases. Choose from a fantastic selection of loose diamonds for a setting in one of hundreds of mountings available. IW-Mark's is Houston's largest because they're the jeweler you can trust. IW-Mark's is the first choice. The annual winter sale extended at IW-Mark's, 3841 Bel Air Boulevard. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, Thursdays till 9. This is Milo Hamilton, and I can tell you they are great people to do business with. I.W. Marks.
Depend on News Radio 740. KTRH. Houston.
Lonely, no one waiting by your side.
the Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255, east of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye.
It is. God, it's actually getting very close now, isn't it? Amazing. But you know, again, folks, I've been one of the most fortunate people in the world. I've had a 15-year network career. That's a long time. That's really a long time on the radio. And up above 530 affiliates, and it's just astounding what's happened. In my wildest dreams, this could never have happened, and yet it did. So many things did. Let me review some more of the predictions made for 2002. Generally not a very successful year for all of you out there in predicting, but hey, that's the way it goes. A year before, it was very good, incidentally. Let's see how we do. Number 111 made last year. Terrorism will end when immigrants are deported. You know, that's a bonk, but it's getting close to a ding. Number 112, that we would reach 750 affiliates. No, not even Rush is there, or even close. 113, there would be a new constitution. Thank God it's a bonk. Number 114, Ed Dames is revealed to be a disinformation agent. Well, a lot of people think that, but that's bonk. 115, airport security turns out to be a farce. Well, ding, ding, ding. 116, people will become more intuitive. Now, I believe that's a ding. Ding, 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 actually. 117, Packers versus the Rams in a playoff game, and the Packers win. God, I can't remember. Was it Packers and the Rams? I don't remember. 118, a vaccine for AIDS. Well, there have been several, but none that I'm aware of that actually are declared totally successful, so I'll bonk that. 119, a Seattle earthquake. Boy, a lot of people thought that, didn't they? And that would be a trigger for more, extending all the way to Yellowstone. Thank God, a bonk. 120, global war. Thank God, a bonk. Let's see. Number 121, quickening continues. A definite big time ding, ding, ding. 122, a cure is found for the atmospheric difficulties we have right now. I'm sorry, that's a bonk. Wish it were true. Number one, at least publicly, there's nothing. Number 123, scientists clone an extinct animal. I think we're pretty close to that, but I'm going to have to declare it a bonk. And that completes the predictions made for 2002, as I promised I would do. That was as many as we made over several days, actually. 123 of them. So there you have it. We are at number 29 presently. So let's get back to it, shall we? On the international line, you're on the air. Hello there. Where are you calling from, please?
Hello, Art. It's Jeff from the UK.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Great, thanks. I actually have a prediction for a friend of mine.
All right.
Who, he's just entering retirement after 15 years in the radio broadcasting business with a show with over 530 affiliates. You know the sort. Well, I reckon he's going to build a time machine. What do you think, Art?
Well, I'll tell you this. If I could, I would. And if I can, I will. How's that?
Pretty good. Well, it's been great having you back on my show anyway.
Take care, my friend.
Bye there.
Bye-bye. Art builds time machine, huh? Well, I just told him the way it is. I could, I would. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Where are you, dear? First time callers, area code 775-727-1222. I had to bleep. Now, I'm going to have to bleep that out because we're not allowed to put last names on the air. So okay. let's try it all over again. What's your first name only?
Dane.
Dane. Okay, Dane, do you have a prediction?
Yes, I predict there will be more car accidents this year than ever before.
Really? Why do you believe that would be true?
I don't know. I just came up with it, and I decided to call you.
Okay, more car accidents than ever. That's an amazing prediction, actually. All right, we'll see how you do.
Okay.
Thank you. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. I've got a prediction, but, you know, the thanks I'd like to give are more important to me than this little prediction.
What's more important?
The thanks.
Oh.
We'd all like to give you.
Well, thank you.
Are more important. The little prediction is that Vice President Cheney will have recourse to his bunker in the Navy Yard at least once this coming year, or this year.
That's another way of saying that something, once again, fairly awful is going to happen.
Or he may just make an unusual decision. I'd like also to second the prediction that the that you're going to be back on the air with a show of your own. Maybe KNYE will grow enough to reach us all.
I appreciate your call, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care. Okay. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Art.
Hi.
Okay. Didn't quite catch you there.
Yes.
Happy New Year to you and Ramona.
Thank you.
It is indeed
a new year, isn't it? It hasn't really sunk in yet. You know, I'm on the air, but here it is, a new year.
All the best in all of your future endeavors. Thanks for the memories. I'm sure I'm speaking for all of us.
Thank you.
All along the way. And one request I have, maybe you can do it or pass it on to George along the way. Your bumper music's been great. Going to miss it big time. And hopefully maybe you can get a CD out on it or something.
Well, you never know. Do you have a prediction?
My prediction is that our civil liberties and our personal rights are going to continue to be eroded based on fear of Islamic terrorism, and I think it's going to reach, I'll predict it will at some point reach a very much a crisis state for everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't have very far to go to do that, sir. Thank you very much. That our civil liberties will continue to be eroded. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that I agree with that prediction. Any additional terrorism will bring with it almost an immediate additional erosion, perhaps a very profound one, and we all have to be so careful that we do not safety ourselves in the name of safety, erode everything that we are trying to preserve, you know, our freedoms, that sort of thing. We don't want to erode those, do we? Be right back.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Do you want to motivate excess body fat and trim those unwanted inches without strict dieting or even strenuous exercise? Now it is possible with Ultimate Slim, the all-natural, scientifically designed formula to metabolize your fat into energy. Ultimate Slim helps block carbohydrates and fat absorption, reduce sugar cravings, lose water weight within minutes. You're going to feel more energetic without any nervous side effects. Within days, you're going to start losing inches and your clothes are going to be looser. Within weeks, your waist will be thinner and you'll be ready for the holidays. Ultimate Slim is perfect if you want a lean, sexy body, but you don't have time for a lot of calorie counting or long, sweaty workouts. Just ask Will, my board operator. He lost 60 pounds with Ultimate Slim. What are you waiting for? Burn fat the quick and easy way with Ultimate Slim. Order two bottles of Ultimate Slim and get two more absolutely free. That's 50% off. Plus, you're going to also receive the Healthy Eating Guide and Cookbook, a $20 value, absolutely free. So call right now. 1-800-557-4627. Not available in stores. Ultimate Slim is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. 1-800-557-4627. That's 1-800-557-4627.
Henry David Thoreau's Walden. Brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Day one, what a beautiful pond. I shall live here in a cabin and establish an intimate relationship with nature. Day two, filled with joy. Day three, joy. Day four, joyful. Geico saves me money and guarantees my claim repair. Day five, more joy, etc.
We can guarantee claim repairs for as long as you own your car. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Right now, someone's doing their best 5K run ever.
Right now, a couple is taking a stroll on the beach. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief.
Well, all right, back to it. In 14 minutes, I will be retired from network radio. In 14 minutes, artbell.com will go down. In 14 minutes, your last opportunity to get the commemorative CD will expire. You're not going to be able to get it. The website, in fact, will not be there to get it from, so you better hurry. Now, all of that said, George Norrie is about to take over this program. I wish him nothing but the very, very best. And for all of you, I would ask that you bear with George as he grows into the program. That's something that happens. You don't do this kind of program. You don't get comfortable doing this kind of program overnight. That doesn't happen. Even if you've been broadcasting for years and years and years, when you walk into something like this cold, you've got a pretty big learning curve ahead of you. And George is going to go through that, and so you will watch George grow, I am sure, with this radio program. And so I hope there will be forbearance out there, and all of you will continue to enjoy the radio program. The radio station that I have here, KNYE, will continue to carry Coast to Coast AM. I hope you all enjoy the new website, coasttocoastam.com. And in fact, after the 2 o'clock hour, in those few moments remaining, we will point our URL so that it bounces you to the new Coast to Coast AM website. And I hope you enjoy that. That also will be a work in progress. I mean, everything is a work in progress. It's a little hard for me to imagine not being here on the radio with you on a nightly basis, but I do look forward to being with you occasionally when George needs a little bit of time off or a special occasion arises or whatever may be. I'm sure you will hear from me again. So this is not the long kiss goodnight. This is not the goodbye that so many of you are thinking that it is. And I guess in a sense it is, but it's not... It's not that you're not going to hear from me again, because you will hear from me again. You're on the air at Coast to Coast AM. Hello there. Where are you calling from, please?
Hello. This is AT&T Message Delivery with a prepaid message from someone who tried to call you but couldn't reach you. You will be able to hear the message.
Do the wild thing at 775-727-1295.
517.
No. See, somebody sent a prepaid message and put their first name and last name and telephone number on there, and I'm not about to air that. Too bad. First time caller line. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
A safe, happy, and prosperous New Year to the United States of America from Her Majesty the Queen's Canadian realm, the Dominion of Canada.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I have a prediction.
Sure.
I believe Rael, the Raelians, the Raelian compound in Quebec, the Raelian bishop, Brigitte Boisselier, and the clone child, Eve, will all be caricatures in the next Austin Powers movie, Attack of the Clone AIDS.
Do you really want to make that prediction, or do you?
Yes, I do. I can see that happening.
All right, it's number 34.
A happy New Year again, and we'll miss you. And God save the Queen.
Take care, my Canadian buddy. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
CQ, Kingdom of Nine.
Yes, sir. West of the Rockies, call toll free 1-800-618-8255. I'm sorry, I've got to bleep that out, too. Obviously, giving out your ham call would lead to people being able to get your name and address. You don't want that here on the air, believe me. So your name is Ryan, you're a ham. And,
yes, I am.
You want to make a prediction?
Yeah, it's one that was covered last year, and I don't remember it being covered, but I came up with it at the beginning of the night. And come the end of next year, I still think we will have not found Bin Laden.
Really, another year goes by and no Bin Laden, huh?
Sadly so. Whether or not we proved he's alive or not, I couldn't tell you, but I don't think we will have found him.
You know, you know what I think? I think that if Bin Laden is dead, you could well be correct, because it may be that in order to just keep the world on edge for as many years as possible, if Bin Laden died, it may be his Al-Qaeda people would bury him in Nares and not say one word, and just sort of let the world think that this terrorist continues to exist. It would be in their interest as terrorists to continue the terror, right?
Oh, exactly. And not only that, if he's been gotten already, you know, who's to know for sure?
Yeah, quite correct.
You know, they could do something like that, or he could be gone and there could be no evidence left of him.
Yep, quite correct.
And I'm enjoying the chat tonight, and go to talk.com with Keith and all the folks there, and we all wish you well, and 73, my friend.
Take care. Good night. Go to Talk is a new web endeavor that covers all of talk radio that Keith has unveiled, and many of you who have received or will be receiving, I guess more accurately, the CD, I think, get a 60-day tryout of it. It's kind of neat. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. All the best to you and Ramona and your whole family for the new year.
Thank you, sir.
This is Richard calling from Las Vegas at KDWN.
That's the way to do it. Yes, sir. That's my old alma mater.
Absolutely. I have a prediction, and my prediction is that, as you probably know, we're going to be going outside of the country for gold in the next year. And my prediction is that outside countries, specifically the ROC, Republic of China, will put the squeeze on us manufacturing-wise, and that we will have to, in order to remain a superpower, bring that kind of manufacturing back to the United States.
It's not going to happen.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I went to China, sir, and it scared the hell out of me. I went up into the economic zone, Shenzhen, and the amount of commerce going on. I drove by 40 miles of factories, just like in the what's now the Rust Bucket here in the U.S. I drove by 40 miles of factories, and I saw more trucks than I've ever seen, you know, semis in my entire life. The amount of commerce going on there, the amount of factories, the amount of work going on was frightening, and that was years and years ago. I've talked to people who have been over since, and they say what I saw was nothing compared to what's going on now.
Well, you know that they own 51% of every business that comes into China.
Yeah.
So that puts us at quite a disadvantage economically and in terms of our own American businesses.
You're really raising a good point. Everybody had better keep their eye on China, because if they don't trouble us militarily, and of course there could always be trouble over Taiwan, you can't rule that out, they definitely are going to trouble us economically. China is going to be running the world, and so we're going to have to figure out some way to join with them, to get them to slowly come out of their communist ways and join with the rest of the world, or we're going to find ourselves at war with them.
Well, after many years of gung-fu training and knowing the Chinese people, I don't see that happening.
I think it's gung-ho and kung-fu, isn't it?
Yeah, or gung-ho fat choy, which will be in February. All the best. See you in the future.
You take care, my friend. See you on the other side. You're on the air, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Art. I'm calling from Seoul, South Korea.
Seoul, South Korea. Okay, I'm out of time, so give me one prediction very quickly.
Military action coming up in the next year, the United States will not achieve its objective.
In Korea?
In two places, Korea and the Middle East.
A lot of people are saying that. All right, my friend, thank you very much. The last call being from Seoul, Korea. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for all of the years of company that we have kept with each other, and you will hear me. from time to time, for now, from the high desert. Good night.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky.
Vitamin C does much more than support your immune system. Friends, it's Larry King with remarkable news. Scientists have developed a revolutionary vitamin C called Ester C. Ester C is the future of C. It's a unique, patented, non-acidic vitamin C. I take Ester C every day. It supports my immune system and helps promote the health of my eyes.